BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Big Mo off of EastEnders and The Jungle calls us. She's doing her first DJ set tonight and heard that we were talking about her. It's brilliant. Listen out for a shout-out. Also, more of our listeners try texting boring, try again to friends and family with mixed results. I try to stop my mum buying the worst DVD she could ever watch, and we suggest new film ratings for ones you shouldn't watch with parents. And Alice is on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, Christopher.
Hello.
So, exciting times, because it's Bumbleayer Wednesday.
Yes.
Use the hashtag if you're talking about it on Twitter. If you type in B-A, then it should find it, because it's very hard to spell.
It is. I still don't actually know how to spell it. I've sort of got to check it every time. But it's there. We're finally there.
B-A-M-B-O-L-E-O, I believe. Bumbleayer Wednesday. I don't know why people like it, but they do. We just play this piece of music every Wednesday, and it signals we're at the hump day. We've made it halfway through the week.
It's all good now. Do you know what I mean? We're on our way to the weekend.
Okay, here we go. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Am I or not, though?
I think, go on. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Okay then.
Bambolero.
Yes.
Bambolero. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero. Bambolero. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Why is this a thing?
I don't know. It's great. I love it.
On my Twitter early in the morning, it's like, so psyched for Bambolero Wednesday. Why? But I love that you are. Don't know these words. Hey, listen, last week we brought you a great video of Chris outside freaking out to the Bambolero music. We've got a great one for you today. We've managed to get 5 seconds of summer and a dog to freak out to Bambolero Wednesday, and that's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook right now. So there's a link on there. If you love 5 seconds of summer, hashtag it Bambolero Wednesday. I mean, what could be better? Or if you love dogs. Or both.
Yes.
We really need to explain why there's a dog yapping during 5 seconds of summer dance into this.
Do you have to explain it?
Actually, no.
It's Riley the dog, though, legend.
There's just a dog in it. Oh, what's this bit? Really makes me want chicken.
The video's really good, though.
It is a great video. If you love 5 seconds of summer, get on Radio 1 Twitter now, at BBCR1, or Radio 1 Facebook, and go have a look and retweet that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people absolutely going crazy for Bambolero Wednesday today. Hey, have you seen our 5 seconds of summer video? Really good. It's online now, on Twitter, at BBCR1, or Radio 1 Facebook. It's just the 5 seconds of summer boys, when they came in the other day, going crazy to Bambolero. And a dog barking at them.
Mm.
I mean, you've got to see it.
If you're a fan of that band, it must be quite cute, right? You've got your favourite band and a dog.
We might break the internet. Go online, have a look. Okay, Anna, what's occurring? How are you?
Hello, Scott, how are you?
Really good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm currently sat outside Krispy Kreme in Gateshead, you know, living the life.
Okay, you're going to go in?
I'm going to go in. What do you, any orders? What do you want?
I'm all right, thanks. Ooh, no, yes. I'm trying to diet at the moment. So, how can I help you, please?
Well, I was just sat in Gateshead IKEA car park.
God, you might mention any more brand names.
other Swedish households.
No, just say rhymes with my Kia.
Sorry.
Okay.
I just turned on the radio and I was like, what is this amazing FM that I've just magically tuned into? But it was Radio 1.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. And did you go mad for Bambolero Wednesday?
I did, absolutely. A woman walked by with, yeah, Bambolero.
She loves it.
Yeah. That must have been quite weird in the IKEA car park.
It was absolutely so weird in the IKEA car park. A woman walked past her bed and was staring at me, and I thought, you're weirder than I am.
Meatballs everywhere.
Throw your meatballs in the air, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so we can't have too much of it, like, because we've got to space it out through the show. Thanks, Anna. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, then, we've got a new name to be announced for Innuendo Bingo. So, Jeff Brazier is joining us tomorrow at 1:45. What a ledge. He really helped us out, you know, on our relationship transfer deadline day, do you remember?
Yep.
He was just brilliant. He was our on-the-streets reporter.
It's sure to be a tense few hours. In fact, it could be unbelievable, Jeff.
Nope, wrong, Jeff. But anyway, while I'm here, I am TV's Jeff Brazier, and I'll be out and about on the streets of Britain, keeping my ear to the ground for any last-minute transfer activity and deadline day dumpings.
He's so good at that.
That was a great day.
So he's like the king of Essex, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like him and Mark Wright, king and king.
Well, there's a sort of Essex Illuminati, isn't there? So there's
absolutely.
Mark Wright, Ollie Mears, Jeff Brazier.
Yep. And then all the girls as well.
Amy Charles.
Gemma Collins.
It is. There is a. It's like a sort of. It is an Illuminati.
I don't reckon they pay for anything, right? If they get in a cab, it's like, oh, you're all right, Gemma. Are you all right, Jeff?
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think it's like walking to a restaurant. Whoa, yeah, it's the best table. I think it just is. I think, like, without saying it, I think that that happens to them every single day.
Mm.
So, Jeff Brazier, we like him, off of TV. Most recently on The Hub, of course, on This Morning, where he looks busy with that tablet all the time. Normally in a roll neck. Very sharp dresser, our Jeff.
Well, we'll see tomorrow, won't we?
He was brilliant doing our reports for the deadline day.
Tension is mounting on the streets of Great Britain here. Serious concern I'm seeing on the faces of the public.
He really got into it.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Wrong, Jeff.
Wrong, Jeff.
Jeff Brazier on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. He's going to get us in the face at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Will. It's Scott in Harrogate. Oh, hi, Scott. It's Will in Harrogate, even.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
I'm really good. What's going on, Will?
No, I'm just working at the minute.
Okay, good. How's that going?
Yeah, no, it's all right. Just sorting out a bit of merchandising.
How can I help?
You know that thing you said about boring, try again texting someone?
Oh, yesterday, yeah. So you had to text somebody with boring, try again, to see what response you'd get.
Yeah, that was what I did, and it was my boss that sent it to me.
Hang on a second. So your boss sent you a text?
This is correct. It was an email, yeah.
Okay, so what did it say from the boss?
The email was just trying to arrange a sales rep meeting, because I'm a sales rep, and we try and meet up once a month and stuff.
Oh, well, you didn't.
Oh, dear.
I did.
Okay, so he's trying to arrange a meeting. You email back.
Saying, boring, try again.
Legend.
And what was the response, please?
He ended up calling me, and I was a little bit scared. And then, but it ended up with him just originally apologising and asking what date was good for me.
Results!
Yes. See, this is what I'm saying. It's 50-50. Sometimes it can yield good results.
I know, but I bottled it. I got so scared, I bottled it and told him what happened.
So you blamed our show, basically?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Will. So when you put boring try again, he called you, then what did you say?
I just said straight up, I'm really sorry, it was a little prank by the Scott Mills show.
And then what did he say?
He just said, oh, next time you want to be a comedian, do it in your own time.
Oh, no. So, yeah, this is a weird one. So, weirdly, I think you got good results from the actual thing, but in trying to be honest and explain it, bad results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should have just started out well and not told him that it was us, because it sounds like you know, he was willing to listen to what you had to say.
I know. I should have stopped your advice, Scott. I feel so ashamed of myself.
Yeah, don't tell them it was us.
I'm so sorry.
No, stop apologising. Good to speak to you, Will.
Bye. See you later.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Bet, who's studying to do her chemistry exam and listening to me on Radio 1. Story of My Life came on. It just instantly gave her, like, a bit of new energy to tackle that chemistry. It's a bit of a fist clench, that tune, isn't it? Story of My Life, One Direction. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Air grab. No, just me then. One Direction on Radio 1. It's 10 to 2. We had a massive response to this yesterday. If you get an email or a text or a WhatsApp message or whatever, whatever they said to you, just reply with, boring, try again.
It really improved the conversation for my mate on Tinder when he was having a chat with someone.
Yeah, it just escalated somewhat, didn't it?
Mm.
Wales won, we just heard. Turned out all right, actually. Hello, Mikey.
Hello, Scott.
So, I got your text about your boring try again experience.
Yeah, yes.
So, who did you send the text to?
Well, I had an email from my immediate boss, my line manager at school, which would have been the head of department.
So, you work at a school?
I work at a school, I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay, good, teacher. So, do I need to call you Mr. something?
No, sir will do.
Sir. Okay, right, sir. Okay, sir. So,
so, sir, why were you listening to the radio yesterday whilst at school?
Well, I obviously was finished for the day. I was doing some marking in my room. I had the radio on, listened to most afternoons when I got the time.
Thank you.
And, yeah, so I listened to your thing. And then as you were talking about the boring try again, I received an email from my manager about stuff.
Is that the headmaster?
It's not the headmaster, it's the head of department.
Okay.
I thought it was boring, because it was about grade setting and targets and stuff that we were doing, which is boring. So I hit reply.
And you replied with?
I replied with, boring, try again.
To the head of department, sure. And then what occurred?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't just reply to the head of department, I replied to the entire school.
Oh, God!
No, you didn't do reply all, did you?
All of the staff from my head of department to the headmaster and two of the senior governors.
Oh, the senior governors. Right, so how did that go down? Were there repercussions?
I received an email about 2 minutes after that from the headmaster himself, basically saying, we've put a lot of work into this. If you think that there are any improvements, then you can discuss them when you see me in my office tomorrow morning.
Oh, no, not the office.
Yeah, how do you like it now? You do that all the time, sir.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and now it's on you, huh?
This is great. You're a teacher in trouble with the headmaster.
Yes.
Exactly, yes, yeah. So I don't know what's going to go in. I'm not actually in today. I'm kind of hoping that by tomorrow morning, the headmaster's forgotten about it.
I don't think he has.
Forgotten about it?
I don't think so. Headmasters do not forget.
No, I know. I'm kind of a little bit worried.
Any word from anyone else on the reply all?
A couple of the teachers sent back. I think they were listening as well.
Ah, right. Okay.
A couple of teachers sent back to tell me that I had sent to everyone.
Probably the art teacher. They're always listening. No, oi, what's the situation with?
Can't oi him. He's a sir.
All right. Oi, sir.
No, excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir. What's the deal with teachers being in detention? Does that happen?
Teachers being in detention? I don't think so. We're usually the ones giving the detention, but we tend to be there anyway, so...
Well, you wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have a two-hour detention writing lines for the head teacher on Friday, I think.
Blind! Okay, well, let us know how that goes, please. I'd be quite interested to know the progress of this.
I will send you a text message, or would you prefer an email regarding the...
Maybe send me a little email. Sir, you've gone all teacher-like on me now. Mm. I'd like an email, please, sir, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just let me know what happens in the headmaster's office tomorrow.
I shall see what I can do, and I may be applying for a job on Friday at Radio 1.
OK, well, don't blame me. Like I did say, there was small print yesterday. If it goes wrong, then it's nothing to do with the Scott Mills show, so...
No, this is definitely all Chris's fault.
Should have read the small print.
Yeah, blame me, that's all right. Everyone else does. It's fine.
OK, sir, nice to speak to you, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, sir. Oh, that's weird.
That's weird. Don't want to hear that from your teacher, do you?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Talked to my mum last night.
Oh, yeah?
She's all right. Thanks for asking. And things you really don't want to hear your mum say on the phone. I'd quite like to see that wolf living on Wall Street.
Oh, no.
So I'm imagining that will be out... I was going to say, like, my mum doesn't really do
anything.
Oh,
you're just going to have to do everything you can to avoid her seeing it.
What do I say? Because I say that I've seen it. I didn't really pass comment on what I thought of it. She's got the name slightly wrong, but that doesn't mean she won't find it. Like, if you type in wolf, even though she thinks it's called Wolf Living on Wall Street, she's still got a lot of it right.
She'll get there.
She'll get there.
Yeah.
And, like, My mum doesn't really do downloading, so she'll probably actually buy the physical DVD. And I don't want that to happen. It's a bit like one of those things that's happening in slow motion. You're like, no!
Here's what you can do. Do you know the local DVD store? Is that still on? No, I just mean what you could do is call in advance, send a picture of your mum and say, look, please do not serve this customer.
What a brilliant idea.
Say she's underage or something.
Do not serve this woman. They can have posters up, like wanted posters. I'm sorry, madam. You're
underage.
You're Sandra, right? Yeah, we can't serve you. I'm sorry. You're going to have to leave. The last time this kind of thing happened was when I went to the cinema because I thought it'd be a nice idea for me and my mum to see Bridesmaids together, thinking it was a harmless comedy. Now it is, mostly, but the first 5 minutes, really don't want to watch with your mum. Cut my...
Yes, exactly.
Awful.
Do you know what? I've got a theory on this, which I'd like to share. So I, you know how they've got the rating system and it's like 12, 15, 18. I do think there needs to be a rating system which also says the sort of upper limit with it. So it would be, 18 to 35. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So like separate it out a little bit.
Break it down even more, you mean?
Yeah, so a bit like the categories on X Factor. It needs more defining. You shouldn't... like a film like that is not suitable for those just aged...
No.
18 above, and then any age.
No, you can't just put over 18 on it. Like, because my mum's, she's early 60s now.
Right, so it needs to be over 18s, under 60s.
No, I think younger.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't think, if I'm 55, I don't want to watch that either. What are we saying?
I don't know, it's a debate that we could have.
It's just, or maybe it's like, you shouldn't watch this with your mum. And that should be on the actual advert. I don't know. But she's going to go out there and watch it on her own. And I'm just glad I'm not with her for that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Leave her to it.
Yeah. Off you go, Mum.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, OK, this is a good idea. Dunk. What about instead of... Well, no, if PG is parental guidance, then it should have SG, sibling guidance. Mm. That should be the thing in the triangle. Yeah. So it's like, do not watch this with your mum or dad or grandma. Some people have, like, seen Wolf of Wall Street with their grandma.
Some people do this, though, Scott. I'm not one of those people, but my brother, for
example. It's my worst thing.
My little brother, I've heard him watching The Inbetweeners with my parents. He's got no problem with it whatsoever.
Doesn't cringe at all. Maybe his cringe glands have been cut.
It's weird. He will happily watch any film with my parents, and I pretend it's not going on.
Any film at all?
I don't... You know what I mean? Within reason, I'm sure, but...
What, so sometimes you will walk past the living room and you can hear them...
I'll hear what's going on in there.
Oh, but you don't go in?
Absolutely not. Oh. And in fact, I go out my way to kind of be in a way so they don't know that I'm outside. So I'll, like, creep past.
Yeah, yeah, it's just horrible. Also, Ted. I tried to watch that with my mum at Christmas.
I thought that was going to be a
I mean, it's misleading,
recently.
Right? It's about a teddy bear. All sorts goes on in that. Black Swan. You think it's about dancing? Loads of people have made that mistake.
Yeah.
Don't watch it with your mum. No, they use an SG on it immediately.
Bridesmaids, the original seat, you're so right with that because you think that's just Father of the Bride or something, don't you?
You don't realise what, some of the content is going to be. I really think this needs to be addressed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I feel like I want to do this again. For those of us who've... had a long lunch. You weren't listening earlier. It's Bumbleo Wednesday, isn't it? Go crazy because it's Wednesday, it's halfway through the week, all the way downhill to Friday now, everybody. If you want to see a great video, we've done you another Bumbleo Wednesday video. It's on Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1. It's our new favourite band, 5 Seconds of Summer. They came in earlier in the week, and it's them doing a crazy Latino dance to Bumbleo Wednesday. Get it in your life. It's on Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook. There is a dog on it as well, that makes it for me. Right, so we were talking earlier in the week about people who aren't DJs but then suddenly decide to become one, and I'm obsessed with this. It's been happening for a while now with your Towies and your Chelseas, like they appear in the show and they think, oh, actually, sometimes for extra monies I might just go and DJ at that club tonight in Nuneaton and get a bit of money for it.
But this isn't the PAs. This isn't the sort of turning up and just waving. These are the people who suddenly become DJs.
Yeah, yeah. These are people that do a full-on DJ set. They'll either bring their little USB sticks or CDs, or they will sometimes, you know, they'll do vinyl. I mean, not that many of them.
Well, do anyone do that still?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I think that proper DJs do. Some. Not that many.
Anyway, so these are like famous people and they've taken to DJing and perhaps they shouldn't be. But
well, I'll tell you who was really good, who I saw a few times. Matt Horn off Gavin and Stacey. He does quite a lot. But he does like cool gigs, you know? He doesn't do like the kind of gigs that I do where it's like hands in the air, let's have a party. These are the proper like East London cool gigs, you know?
It's a bit like when, I mean, she, extreme celebrity example, but she, Paris Hilton took to DJing.
Is she still doing that? I hope so.
I don't know, but that was an amazing video. And then obviously White D we found out the other day.
White D, Over the Moon, off Benefit Street, has got her first gig on the Bank Holiday weekend, which is coming up.
Which is amazing.
Never a DJ before, but now decided to be one.
It's White D on the posters.
I know. With a fag on.
Sitting on the wall.
Sitting on the wall of James Turner Street. Come and see me, DJ. I'm going to be great. Another fave is, this is actually happening, we talked about earlier in the week. Suddenly he's decided to become a DJ. Big Mo.
Can't believe it.
Off of EastEnders and The Jungle, of course.
Big Mo DJ set.
Think about it.
It's tonight. It's tonight, isn't it?
Is it?
It is tonight.
It is tonight. We're kind of tempted, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, what's going to go on there? I mean, really. Big Mo DJ set.
Well, just think about her from The Jungle. I mean, she was a right laugh, wasn't she?
Yeah.
But think about her. Think about her behind a DJ console. In a club. I'll just leave that with you for a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Abby Titmus has been on. She's doing a club. That's quite soon.
Is she?
Yeah, that's on. Also, we've got... Oh, Paris Hilton's got her own residency in Ibiza now. That's pretty cool.
I really want to see Big Mo, by the way.
I know you do.
I really...
Well, go. I can't, sadly, I know I always say this when it's something I don't really want to go to, but you kind of invite me. I actually am, I am busy tonight, I am. So, otherwise, like, mate, we'd have a great time.
Oh, it'd be, yeah.
Get some mates together and go. Take Sadossa.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Hands in the air! Big Mo's first big DJ gig. Or maybe she's done it before, I don't know. I think someone said that maybe she had DJed a couple of times at a university. There's loads of good ones coming in from people that are DJs. Mm. Some of the S Club lot do DJ sets now as well.
Yeah. But at least they've got some kind of musical leaning.
But that's not what they originally did, is it? Do you know who the biggest example of this is? Do you know Paulie D? Do you remember him off of Jersey Shore?
No.
Yeah, you do. He's now a massive DJ as well.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
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 Is that Scott?
This is Scott,
hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard you've been talking about me all week, apparently, about doing a bit of DJing.
It's not, is it?
I think it is. Oh, God.
Is this Big Mo?
Yes, it certainly is.
Yes!
Yes!
This is an honour!
Wow. How can we prove it's you?
Well, what would you want me to say to you?
No, I think
leave it out.
Yes. Amazing.
I'm convinced.
Right,
so... I'm scared. Okay, so, yeah, we've been saying that you've got a DJ set tonight in Canterbury, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. You never know, I might take over your job if I'm any good at it.
Well...
What's going on?
I'm really scared. So, have you DJed before, Mo?
No, of course I haven't.
Oh, I thought that you'd done it quite a lot.
No, I've never done it in my life. So I don't know how it's going to turn out tonight, I'll tell you.
Oh, this is brilliant.
What's going to be your first song?
I don't know. I don't know what they've got arranged, but I like all types of music except for garage and drum and bass.
But you're going to need to bring some music, Big Mo.
Or are they providing it?
No, they're providing it. I told them I like Motown, the 60s.
Motown?
It's a club.
Yeah, I know.
How long's your set tonight, Mo?
An hour.
An hour, right, OK.
12 o'clock, I think I'm on and... one.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
So you're mostly working from vinyl tonight, yeah?
I don't know.
I love
this before. I mean, you sit in there now, you just press a button, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll take to it like a duck to water.
Honestly, it's dead easy. So you've got no idea what you're going to play. You just know you're going to turn up in Canterbury for an hour tonight and just see what they've already arranged for you.
Well, more than an hour. I'll be there for about 3 or 4 hours,
I think.
You
can do photos, have a jungle bomb, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then fast car out of there.
What are you saying about the shout-outs, Big Mo? Are you prepared for this? You know, you got to G up the crowds.
Yeah, I'll go, everybody in the house, say yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
What else can we get her to say?
I might do a few accents. I could sort of like make out on an American or something like that. Come on, guys.
No, you don't.
Who's the next number here?
No, you don't need to do that.
Don't need to do impressions.
You're Big Mo.
Yeah, well, I suppose so, yeah.
Do some catchphrases from EastEnders. That would be good.
Yeah, like, Shaffy, I'm playing.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Every, like, second or third song, just do, like, shut it.
Yeah, I will.
Leave it at.
Leave it at.
Will you give us a shout-out tonight?
Yeah, okay, this one's for Radio 1.
Yeah, please do. And make sure you need to put your hands in the air as well, yeah?
All right.
You're the best.
I know the code. Don't worry about it.
Right. Oh God, I've got to go. Oh, I might go.
Yeah, I mean this is so good.
Have you heard some of these kind of songs? Should we give a couple of examples of?
Would you like to hear what you might be playing?
Go on then.
Hang on,
and then let's just get your first reaction after each one.
I think you'll definitely play this.
Chip, let's go. Stuck in the days, I feel like I'm riding a wave. My life is a roller coaster inside of a maze.
What are your thoughts?
Well, it's a bit Vangelis, isn't it? With a bit of other stuff thrown in.
What?
that's how I listen to it. It's a bit like Vangelis.
I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean?
Vangelis. Well, you don't know Vangelis. They used to play all that weird, like, psychedelic music.
Oh, okay.
Weird psychedelic music. Hey! How about this one?
All right, you need to drop this one as well tonight. You like?
Yeah, that one's great. Yeah. I like that one.
Route 94, that one, Mo.
Right.
Practice a shout-out. Do one now.
Do a shout-out.
How? Yeah, we like that. Everybody in the house likes this one. That's cold.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great night.
More of that, please, tonight.
Right, yeah, we'll do.
Can we ring you tomorrow and see how it went?
Yeah, you can ring me tomorrow.
Oh, I won't ring too early because I know it's going to be a big night.
Listen, I'm always up early.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
All right, my love, I won't do that.
Have a brilliant gear. Good luck.
I will do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Can't believe I just spoke to DJ Big Mo there on BBC Radio 1 before London Grammar and Hey Now. That's actually happening tonight. I can't be there, but we are going
to... I am tempted, I've got to admit.
We are going to ask the club to get that on a video for us, just to see what it looks like tomorrow for you, because I think we're all interested.
I want to hear shout-outs, though. I want to hear her getting introduced properly onto the stage.
Yeah, I'm sure the club can sort it for us. Also, I like it that you just call her Mo. That's not her actual name. They did that in the jungle when she was in the jungle as well. They just, after a while, gave up on the fact that her name is Layla. All right, Mo? And she just answers to it.
She didn't know any different.
No, not her actual name. You're DJing tonight, Mo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not her name. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Alicia, who's just finished revising for exams for the day, and Ben Cornwall driving home listening to Radio 1 after his qualifying cross-country flight test. Congrats. Foo Fighters wrote Radio 1. And here's Radio 1's Alice Levine to play Real or No Real. Have you just got up again?
Probably. I don't know where I am.
I do have a theory that late night presenters rarely get up before 2.
No, that's ridiculous. That means we'd get like 18 hours sleep.
As I said.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you change your meal patterns, as in when's your breakfast?
Yeah, around 12:30.
Right. There we go. It's like a student.
I do fit in 4 meals, though.
Is our show like your breakfast show?
Yes, essentially, yes.
A bit of the end of Fern and then a bit of Newsbeat.
Or rarely the end of Fern.
Right. Okay, so our show then. So Alistair has played Real or No Real. A selection of facts, some real, some really not. Have a listen, see what you think.
Daniel Radcliffe broke more than 80 wands whilst filming Harry Potter because he insisted on using them as drumsticks.
Oh. I've actually got one of those wands.
Why?
Done the tour.
Of course you've done the tour.
Hello, did it at Christmas.
So that goes in the book of least surprising things I've ever heard about Scott Mills.
Are you saying I'm a geek?
No.
I think I'm the only geek left at Radio 1 now.
No, that's not
true.
There
used to be hundreds of them, and I know I think I am.
Matt Edmondson.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I'll give you that.
You get a wand, do you, when you go and do the tour?
No, you have to buy them for quite a pricey price,
yeah.
can I just say.
And then back at home, did you try and... Because you've got to use the wand in a specific way, apparently. Mm. There is a technique to it.
Yeah, I don't know where it is now, actually. But it's at home somewhere.
That's the way Scott Mills rolls. He's just like, it cost me a pricey price, and then he doesn't even know where it is.
But you don't get it as you go in. They make you walk through the gift shop. It's very clever what they do.
In actual Harry Potter, there's a very specific wand per person. Not that I've watched every film and read every book. So do they tailor one to you?
No, you can just buy them
willy-nilly.
I mean, you just pick one up and there's hundreds.
Get what I found out the other day. I found out that Quidditch is an actual sport now. There's like a university league in Quidditch.
Sorry, am I missing something?
They obviously don't do it in the air, but they've got broomsticks between their legs. And they're taking it very seriously.
That's ridiculous.
Trust me, there'll be people listening who play actual Quidditch. It's been adapted.
Actual too many sports already. What are they doing?
Is that going to be an Olympic sport, do you think, in the future?
I don't know. I'd really like to give it a go, though. Maybe I should go along to, like, a training session or something.
Or could they do it flying? You know those hover mats that you get where you can, like, hover in the air? They could do it. They could actually fly.
Okay. Good.
All the Quidditch is be on now saying, oh, come and do it, Chris.
Yeah.
So, real or no real, Daniel Radcliffe broke 80 wands during the filming.
He seems like he'd be quite clumsy.
Yeah, and also, can I just say, they're not that heavyweight.
Are they ever so brittle?
If you're clumsy like me, easily breakable.
Right.
I would say real for that.
Yeah, I'm going to say real as
that
well.
That one's real.
Yes, it is. Stop using them as drumsticks. I mean, you'd think someone would have told him off. He was only young then. And next...
Skrillex this week announced that he will play a minor villain in the forthcoming Star Wars movie, which starts filming in May.
He could play a younger Snape, couldn't he?
Yeah.
So Skrillex in a Star Wars... So the villain would be, what, like a monster, isn't it? Is it like the monsters in Doctor Who? With the Star Wars thing, I imagine it... Is it Klingons? I'm going to get in so much trouble here. But when you get those mixed up, because I've done this before on your show, where you get Star Trek and Star Wars mixed up.
They don't like it.
Serious, it goes off.
It kicks off.
They really, really get annoyed. So sorry if we've annoyed you there by saying the wrong thing. I don't even know which one.
I don't know either. But
one of them's William Shatner, who, obviously, but one of them's like got those things that look like Furbies, hasn't it? That one's Star Wars.
Okay, well, thanks for clearing that up, Alice.
You're welcome.
You mean the Chewbacca?
Yeah. No, there's even littler ones than that.
No, that's what's that film? Is it Goblin? No, that's Furbies.
No. They look like Furbies. They live in the woods. Ewoks.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Now is that Star Trek or Star Wars?
That's Wars.
Oh, no.
Seriously, this is a really bad situation to be in.
Live long and prosper.
That's right. Skrillex in Star Wars, real or no real?
Well, he's not going to be a good guy, so yeah, bad guy, real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, Alice.
Sorry, Squilly.
And next,
tartle is a Scottish word for the moment of panic when you're introducing someone and you realise you've forgotten their name.
Oh, I hate that.
Tartle?
I am awful in that situation.
Tartle? Yeah.
Although I have learnt what to do. What I will do is I will sort of say, and YouTube met before, and then I'll suddenly get distracted by something else. Mm. Sort of force two people to introduce each other to them. You know, each other.
Yeah, basically what I do is just show up and then there's that awkward thing where they just have to introduce themselves to each other and then that gets me out of it because I'm also bad at it.
I do a hey you.
Do you?
Hey, lovely. Or what I did when I first joined Radio 1 is because everybody has passes to get in the building with a photo and I'd go, go on, let's see the photo. Oh, John, you.
Did you?
Yeah, and secretly look at the name.
That's really good.
I still do it, actually. I've just given the game away.
Or do what our former boss here at Radio 1 used to do. For the first 5 years I was here, no idea who I was. I was on early breakfast. And sometimes he'd see me in the cafe after work and he'd go, hey, man.
That's strong.
Yeah.
That's a good get out of jail.
Always calling me man because he did not know my name. But in a moment of panic, if you're Scottish, do you say tartle?
I like that there's a word for it if this is real, so I'm going to say real.
Doesn't it defeat the purpose if you're essentially going, forgot your name?
Turtle.
Turtle.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, well, unless you're having a shocker. Oh. And what about this?
10% of all the bones in your body are located in your nose.
I've got quite a big nose. I've probably got more than normal people.
10% of all your...
I don't think it matters how big your nose is.
I've got one extra giant bone.
So there's a large concentration of bones in your nose.
That can't be right. I've got loads of bones, look.
No, that's what I thought.
Loads of bones. can't be right.
No good with the biologies. I'm just going to go no real.
That seems absolutely ludicrous. No real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yes. And at the end of that round of Alice Levine, real or no real?
Alice, you only got 20, but I got 40. All of them right. Genius.
Thanks, Alice.
Is there even an adjudicator to add those up, please?
No, we don't have one of those. He does the scores and you just have to agree with him.
Fine.
Alice is on tonight from 10 PM on BBC Radio 1 with her friend Phil. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Live Lounge late tonight, so it's like the Live Lounge, but a bit cooler. And we've got Bipolar Sunshine in, doing a cover and a lovely track.
Okay. That was all the fun we had on Wednesday's show. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4, Thursday afternoon on BBC Radio 1. And at 1:45, playing Innuendo Bingo, it's Jeff Brazier.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.